say if it's, if you look up the sky and there are no clouds around at all, you might say, well, I think we're going to have a
pretty day, a balmy day. Depends on the wind and the temperature.
How would that make a difference? You say a balmy,
balmy
day?
Balmy.
Yes, ma'am.
That would make a difference.
Be kind of warm?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of safe. Or say if it's not a nice day and the sun's not shining, you'd call that a, say, I think we're going
cloudy. A bad day, cloudy day, a bad day.
Ever heard people call something like that a gloomy day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's governed by disposition.
Really?
I certainly do. You can make it gloomy or you can make it bright if the sun is down in the depths.
Right.
You can make it a bright day if you want to.
That's true. That's pretty good philosophy to have.
If I sat here and bemoaned my condition, I'd go crazy. But I've always got this true out. My room is terrible, but I've always got something here to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And so I don't... Before you go, I'm going to show you some of my animals.
I'd like to see that.
That I'm going to send off. I got two boxes packed.
Who ships these for you? Is this RSVP?
No, I send it down to the post office.
You have to pay for the shipping?
Yeah. But I have several friends who don't do any sewing, anything like that. So they generally, when Christmas time comes, one gives me $5 for postage.
Oh, I see.
And another one gave me $6. And of course I pay some myself, I have that to do.
Yes,
ma'am. I sent a package, I didn't send any this year. But last year I sent one to Africa. And it wasn't so bad, I sent clothing.
Yes, ma'am.
They needed it so badly, they said. But these are just Christmas, you know, for the children.
That's nice. I'm sure they appreciate it.
Well, I've had so many, I said today I had 3 letters from people that I had done little things for during the missions. I got a letter from each one of them thanking me for what I'd done for them. I got a beautiful letter week before last from a mission in Mississippi. And he said I had, over the years, I had never failed them. They always knew they could look for that package.
Yes, ma'am.
And he has 9 churches under, little ones, you know. And I feel like that with 9 churches, he has Negroes and Indians and whites and everything. He certainly is doing a marvelous job. And of course he has a missionary priest with him. He's got sisters too. But I send him scraps of material to make quilts. And the women up there make them, you know.
Right.
They do some work, but I send them. So I've got a box going to him when I send these things of scraps.
Mm-hmm.
They'll make nice quilts. And he wanted some clothes for a baby outfit. And so I have some pretty material here, so I'll put some of that in.
Yes, ma'am.
People could do so much if they would try.
That's true.
I don't know what to do with my time.
You have a hard time convincing some people to do anything.
I don't know what to do. I don't have enough time.
Right.
I really don't.
Yeah.
I say, some nights I'm so tired of doing nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
And I work all day long. I have an awful lot of company. But Saturdays and Sundays, I have very few. They'll come in on their way from church in the morning. But after 3:00, 3:30, I don't have anybody on Sunday.